Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review with Hugh Hewitt podcast, bringing to you the best voices on the stories and issues that matter. Helping make it all possible is the generous partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy and ADF, the Alliance Defending Freedom. If you're enjoying the podcast, please tell a friend to go to Town Hall Review and sign up as well. Today, here's a piece yours truly hosted that I trust you will enjoy.
Everything's all right.
Look, as long as some local official in a sort of non-enlightened area doesn't understand why implicit bias is a bad thing.
Welcome to the post-game show, America. Hugh Hewitt with Generalissimo Dwayne Patterson. Generalissimo, I'm so glad I found that clip.
I'm so glad you found that clip, too.
It is.
Especially since I put it up on the board for you.
It is a clip for the ages.
Okay.
It's a deplorables clip.
It has every capability of being so, if anybody knew who the hell Jainsley was.
Well, we got to tell him. He's the governor of Washington State, and it reflects. Are you going to do more on this in the after show tonight?
I might do a little more on that.
All the tribbles are non-enlightened. Every one of them.
Well, or you could say the
George Rapp especially.
They are enlightened because they're of the vast Hugh Hewitt audience. They're the ones that actually listen to me.
No, they're not enlightened. Okay. Frequently, they're not even sober. But George Rapp and Harry Bedford guy, did you talk to Harry Bedford guy yesterday?
No.
Oh, I just was wondering. I was out in the Heartland this weekend, and I ran into Harry Bedford guy, part of the Tribbles who listen to the after show. And you like the after show even if you're not a Tribble. Tribbles are long-suffering Hugh Hewitt Show fans who have migrated like a herd of antelope that have been wounded repeatedly by strikes from predators. They've moved across the savannah to an unknown little box canyon that they maintain online. But they listen to the after show, and millions listen to the after show, but this little band of gazelles get together. And Generalissimo talks to him every day, and they write to him, and it's a self-help group. It's like a 12-step group for Dwayne Patterson lovers.
Okay.
You agree with me on that?
No.
No, I think so. But I would like to know if they think of themselves as enlightened or non-enlightened.
I would think that most of them would think they're enlightened.
I think that actually pretty much everybody who listens to my show is an enlightened person because it's the smartest show on radio. It's NPR for the center right. And I'll tell you, the idea that Jay Inslee would say that, local officials from non-enlightened areas.
He's just trying to get attention.
Well, no. That is not the kind of attention you want.
At this point, if you're less than 1%, we've been talking about his name for 2 hours.
Yeah, but Jay Inslee, he didn't intend it for that reason. When Michael Kinsley defined a Washington gaffe is when you say what you really mean, but you weren't supposed to say it.
Right.
He really means that he's better than you and me.
Yes, he does.
And as one caller pointed out, ever been to Seattle recently?
He talked about one of the undercuts was about diversity, right?
Yeah.
We've got diversity here. You're right. You've got diversity there. Look at Seattle. You've got homeless of every stripe and color.
The largest homeless encampment, I think, in any major modern city,
including LA. Oh, exactly. And it's falling apart.
It's falling apart. People won't go downtown. They're scared of it. It's dangerous. Over in Portland, another enlightened place, they got mobs running the streets on the weekend. And in enlightened LA, we have this rapper murdered outside of the clothing store. He's trying to open up in South L.A. to do something for the community. They're looking for the killer. And then they had a riot at his wake. And, you know, they had a gathering of people. And so all these enlightened places, gosh, they got problems.
they're starting to turn into no-go zones.
Well, they're not really that bad. But there
are places in L.A. you don't want to go to at night.
I actually go everywhere in L.A. at night. But what
Rampart
thing about that? I went to a rave in Compton at 2 a.m. once for KCET. I've been everywhere in L.A.
Recently?
Not recently, but I don't work for TV anymore. But I never ever worried about if you go at the right time with the right preparation, the right awareness. People who get in trouble are the people who pull over to 7-Elevens at 3 o'clock in the morning when they're a bunch of people who appear to be strung out in front of the 7-Eleven.
Tweakers.
And
yes.
So if you want to be stupid about how you live, yeah, you're going to get in trouble. But that's the same in Warren, Ohio, as it is L.A. Hey, listen, the after show. Do you take calls on that or not?
Yeah, usually one day a week I'll take calls.
Why only one day a week?
Because I actually do prep. I actually do news. I play cuts. I actually have a show that I do. I actually do preparation.
Well,
for
I do
that
too,
show.
But I took calls. I just would. I would love to hear if Mayor Pete.
You take calls maybe 1-2 days a week at most.
No, I don't. I take 20 calls a day.
No, you don't.
I do. I
You've
take 20
never
calls a day.
Taken 20 calls a day.
I am off to D.C. I hope you'll be willing to fix my printer in the morning. That's just one of the behind the scenes things.
Did you
that
break
the,
your printer again?
No, I just.
You failed to keep it in good repair?
I don't know what happened. I think you sabotaged it. What did you say you were going to do to my speech that you printed off?
I was going to do a... You see, that was going to be my April Fool's joke to you, was going to do a Bruce Almighty on you.
Yeah, see, I had a speech that I had to give on Saturday. It wouldn't print, so I appealed to the printer master, Generalissimo, to print it, and he did. But then he told me he almost got in there and messed with the verbiage,
which would have been
pretty funny.
Which would have been a great practical
joke. But it was an
joke.
Evangelical crowd, so it depends on what you would have said.
Well, I would have actually put in the Bruce Almighty line.
All right,
do you remember that?
No, I don't. What was it?
Don't you remember when Jim Carrey was tweaking the teleprompter?
No.
You don't remember that movie at all?
No.
You were a Mr. Movie guy and you never saw... Oh, I'm not.
I saw it, I just don't remember it.
Okay, well, Evan Baxter was the news anchor, and it was Steve, what's his name?
Carell.
Steve Carell is the news anchor, and Jim Carrey retypes in what's going to be on the teleprompter, and Steve Carell goes off on a really weird tangent. You don't remember this?
No.
Okay.
Well, I guess I'm going to have to listen to it again.
You're going to have to listen to it again.
That's it for the post-game show, America. Tune into the after game, the after show at 8 p.m.
I'm
going
to be
in the
really
East.
Interested to see how the left handles, the Me Too left handles the Joe Biden thing, because...
He's done.
I think you're right, but there are people on the left. Mika is desperately trying to save him.
He's done. They're all going to go to Mayor Pete or Tim Ryan. They're all done. He's as done as
is
can be.
Is Tim Ryan actually announced yet?
Not yet, but he's going to now because...
Because that Sherrod lane's
Brown
now
got
wide,
out of the way.
Because that lane's wide open
that
now.
That lane's wide open. That was a Sherrod Brown, Joe Biden, Tim Ryan, Seth Moulton lane. Moulton's not gotten in, and that leaves Tim Ryan. Thanks, everyone. I'll be back tomorrow from D.C. on the next Hugh Hewitt Show. God willing, and the creek don't rise. Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review. Your freedom is under attack, but if you act now, you can protect not only your family, but generations to come. Go to townhallreview.com, and to find out how you can join Alliance Defending Freedom to help ensure the opponents of freedom don't dictate your future. That's townhallreview.com. If you enjoy your podcast, take a moment, tell a friend to subscribe today.